I'm Vince Vaughn.
I'm Casey Royer, and we're just hanging around. We do Punk Rock 101 on a Suburban Noise Rip and Tear television program, and now we've hopped over to
Mohawk TV.
Hopped over to Mohawk Radio. Our friend Rich is setting off this project right here, and we're just going for this. And we're going to do our first show with him. Doing the questions.
Just kind of like show you like what's going on around punk rock in California.
A free flow. And we're going to actually like just have our first show today be kind of an interview about DI and my past career and situations with Orange County punk rock. Rich, it's great to have us on your show.
Thank you very much, Casey.
I'm glad I'm here.
I'm sorry to be the invisible guy, but people always told me I have a great face for radio.
He sounds good. He's handsome. He's a model.
So I'm going to be back here. But you know, people were really excited about having you on Mohawk Radio, Casey, and we had a lot of emails about people just sending in stuff, want to know, you know, your history, because there's a lot of people out there internationally that really don't know the history of DI adolescence and what Casey Royer is all about.
Right.
So, you know, we have some generic questions.
We've gone past locally, we've gone international.
We've charged international
men of mystery.
Men of mystery.
Mystery men.
Exactly. So a lot of people want to know your history, what you're all about, so why don't we hop right into this, and how long have you been playing music, and what's inspired you to play?
Well, first of all, Rich, I'd like to thank you and tell you how much you've accomplished and what a great personality and person you are in this underground punk rock scene. Because a lot of times there's sellouts right and left. You never know who's the backstabber, who's the ass. And you really seem like a good, strong arm in the underground Southern California American Alliance. So
well,
it's great to be on the show.
I appreciate that. The check's in the mail.
Cool. And, fantastic. Okay, what was the question again? My ADD is kicking in.
I don't blame you. How long have you been playing music? And what bands inspired you to get into the music that you play nowadays?
Well, when we first started, it was fairly like at the end of the 70s. And there was like Led Zeppelin, Yes, Genesis, all these crazy, horrible bands that... we're around in
8-minute songs.
And Mike Ness and I,
12-minute songs,
were good friends, and we started Social Distortion in like 76. And when the Ramones came out in about 75, 76, and the Sex Pistols, and all the punk rock stuff started, we were just in high school and junior high, and we just started going that route. And we just thought it was fun, and that's the way the whole beginning of our musical career started. Just playing music in my bedroom at my parents' house in Fullerton with me and Mike with colored lights.
I love it. So back in the day, what were the bands that got you into it? I mean, what were some of your favorite bands? What inspired you? You know, I mean, you know, back then in the day, it seemed like we're just transitioning out of like Zeppelin and you know, UFO and some of those bands. You know, I mean, well, or disco. You know,
well, it's kind of funny, like, cause, like all the stuff that we're talking about here.
We were all there.
The stuff that was going on at that time, to tell the truth, like I personally feel was all different stuff. You know what I mean?
It was a hodgepodge.
And
a
so,
mixed
like,
up
when
world.
you're making this beginning of punk rock right there. So when you were doing your first Social D stuff, you're probably like doing stuff. You're all okay. We can be like, you know, ELO or fucking Asia.
It's weird.
We wanted to,
strangely enough, Vince, we initially started to clone
your
those bands. Aerosmith. I think in the very first Social Distortion set list, we had Train Kept a Rollin'.
Truth Hurts.
And then right into a Beat on the Brat with a Baseball Bat. It was like, it was a strange time. And our parents thought we were either queers or on drugs or just lost souls.
Pioneering in that respect, though. And now, like, looking back on it, it's totally pioneering, though, because, like,
absolutely.
Dude, like, it's like doing music that was totally different, but, like, you know what it is?
Ahead of our time.
Getting ahead of your time, right? Just getting pissed off probably about the slope of, like, stuff was going on, and the punk rock probably had to come out at this point, you know?
Yeah, it was kind of like just, it was inevitable that society would put out a social vibe which would adhere to the music to create
that would get
a reflection.
Yet antisocial,
Vince. Absolutely correct, because it is
socially antisocial.
It's socially antisocial, a positive negative, and it's something that was inevitable. And we just ended up being at the right place at the right time.
Or
the wrong place at the right time, living our lives at the top of the bottom. We're still having a great time, and the world can fuck off still if they're not fair and just to people and, you know, that shit. So, yeah, it's great.
Again, we want to thank our sponsors.
Mohawk
Radio and Punk Rock 101.
Tours Life.
Thank
Punk
you very
Rock
much.
Suburban Noise. Suburban Noise. We have a new CD coming out, by the way, on Suburban Noise.
That's another thing. So, you know, I heard you guys just signed with a label, and they're predominantly like hip-hop or rap. They have Cottonmouth Kings, which is a huge thing, a band that has huge momentum right now.
They're the ones that are running Suburban Noise, which is kind of cool because you actually you've got a band. Oh, definitely. I don't even wear hats. You've got a band that's representing its own label. You know what I mean? So the coolest thing
New CD, DI, on the Western Front, going to be out 2007, July 31st. It's going to be a great, great CD.
What would that be in Roman numerals?
Yeah, it would be like MCMVII.
MC, dude.
MC. Hammer, that is.
MC5.
I don't know if I really listen to MC Hammer. But
he used to have a big gate that said his name on it.
But our favorite bands, our favorite things to do are canoeing and surfing and like skiing and snowboarding. And our favorite bands are the Dickies and like the Ramones and the Circle Jerks
the
and Dickies, Black Flag.
The Dickies, that's a great band. And I'm glad you mentioned that.
Great band, the Dickies. Boy.
Punk rock history right there.
Stan Lee and Leonard.
Stan Lee.
Leonard Phillips.
It kind of sounds like one name. Boy. Stan Lee.
Well, Stan Lee actually got his name from the famous artist from the Spider-Man series.
Comic
Stan
books.
Lee. Comic book, yes. That's perfectly correct.
Marvel Comics, actually.
Back to Rich. Oh, sorry about the interview.
Oh, yeah.
No problem, but you know what? I really think we're really downplaying Vince here. And Casey, why don't you tell us a little bit about Vince instead of having Vince talk about himself.
Vince and I have been friends for about more than 15 years. Met here in Newport, 15 centuries. He's the proprietor, owner of Pier Records, which is an underground kind of record store in Newport Beach, selling artwork, which is behind us, from this underground artist named Paul Bryant Jr.
Paul Bryant Jr.
Great, great person, was just written up in the LA Times about his, you know, his perseverance in doing his artwork for 30 years. He's been through a trilogy and a half. And he's a partner, one of our partners, and we've actually just been hanging around at Newport Beach, actually just kind of selling my music and the good vibe of the underground punk rock thing, the underground artist,
having a clubhouse, which we call Pure Records.
Kind of like a clubhouse and stuff.
2301 West Balboa, Newport Beach.
We're trying to climb down the corporate ladder.
92663.
Yeah, exactly. Pure Records, we're down in Newport. Come on down.
Corner Balboa and 23rd.
Any time you want to come down to a DI show, you guys are all like going to...
Like, I don't know how many people came down. Like, the thing is we actually hang out with what we do. And, like, DI shows, a lot of people that don't know DI actually come in and they'll see a picture on the wall of a DI record.
And they won't believe it.
They're all like... Where's Casey? And
I'm
like, he's just over at the pizza place one block away. You know, come on over this way.
No way. Like, I'm something huge, like Elvis or some shit like that.
And the thing is people that don't hang out in the crowd, like, you've got to hang out with what's going on. Or,
exactly.
Like, how cool are you? You've
got to be in the underground if you want to believe in the underground.
If you've got to hide in a backstage area when you go to a concert or bullshit like that, that's so lame.
Some pompous rock stars of the
70s. We're getting feather boas.
Let me retighten my strings in my mouth here.
Dude, you'd be Freddie Mercury.
I'm sorry, I tried to cut that shit out. You know what, Freddie Mercury didn't need his driver's license. You know why? Kept getting rear-ended.
Oh, don't put it in me to say that.
Sorry, we're not.
You were Freddie.
We're not gay. But
no.
So punk rock has survived. It's persevered over like almost 30 years since the first Damned CD came out, or first Damned single.
That Damned
in
single.
In 75, I think. It was the very first single ever released in America. It was the Damned single, Neat, 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 and New Rose. And when that stuff started up, we were sick of the jocks at school. We were sick of just our parents saying just all, oh, don't party, just, oh, we'll follow our American dream bullshit lie to pay the government taxes. We just, like, saw through it, and we busted off and started our own little anarchy party in Southern California.
I mean, totally. This is pretty much like, this is the first episode
Agent Orange,
that we're
social
doing.
Distortion.
Yeah, this is the first thing we're doing right now on Mohawk Radio. So pretty much it's like kind of like a bio episode, just so everyone knows.
It's almost like
doing.
A bio episode, not
it,
a bile episode.
Not bile,
no, not bile.
Liver or
that's
something.
That's a horrible substance.
It's yellow.
Yeah, but
so anyways, like what it comes down to is
number
like,
one
Casey over here, Social Distortion,
Adolescent,
DI, Vince over here, Pure Records, Newport Beach. Just doing the same things that we always do.
Free spirit.
Which is play music, sell music.
Anarchy.
Anarchy, well...
Peace through power.
Anarchy burger.
Intelligence is a very sick...
Who's saying that?
You know, intelligence... What?
We'll be the Vandals.
Intelligence?
Anarchy burger.
Hold the government. it's crazy. There's so much fun in punk rock. And
so we're going to be doing a weekly show there over here on Mohawk Radio.
We're
going to
be like back on this station again. I'm not sure where we are, really.
And we're going to answer some questions. If you guys have some stuff to actually send, that would be
like,
totally cool.
Any emails you want to send in, mohawkradio.com. You could just fire in anything you want to. We have an alliance down here that we're just trying to bust through with the truth.
Actually, let them know, you guys have an email that I actually direct to you guys. So,
nice.
So everyone knows, if they send to Casey at Mohawk Radio, it'll direct to Casey. Or
nice.
If they send to Vince at Mohawk Radio,
it'll go
directly
to Vince's
email. And whoever they want to contact you, from there.
This is such an underground. This is weird. They
totally
give us all
computers.
These cameras and shit.
We should get computers.
We should get a computer, Vince.
We got to fade your commercial break.
Okay, we'll be back after this commercial break. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, these guys will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Vince and Casey. Mohawk Radio.
Mohawk.
Excellent. Yeah.